Back in my room, I spent an hour bored, unsettled, plagued by myself. I sat at my desk, pencil in hand, but did not write. Felt cold and turned the radiator up, then, too hot, took my cardigan off. I'd have liked a bath, but there was no hot water. I made cocoa and put extra sugar in it. Then the sweetness made me nauseous. A book? Would that do it? In the library, the shelves were lined with dead words. Nothing there could help me. There came a dash of raindrops scattering against the window, and my heart leaped. Outside. Yes, that was what I needed. And not just the garden. I needed to get away, right away, onto the moors. I used to think that I loved rain, but in fact I hardly knew it. The rain I loved was genteel town rain, made soft by all the obstacles the skyline put in its path, and warmed by the rising heat of the town itself. On the moors, enraged by the wind and embittered by the chill, the rain was vicious. Needles of ice stung my face, and behind me, vessels of freezing water burst against my shoulders. Happy birthday. If I was at the shop, my father would produce a present from beneath the desk as I came down the stairs. There would be a book or books, purchased at auction and put aside during the year, and a record or perfume or a picture. He would have wrapped them in the shop, at the desk, some quiet afternoon when I was at the post office or the library. He would have gone out one lunchtime to choose a card, alone, and he would have written it, Love from Dad and Mother, at the desk. Alone. Quite alone. He would go to the bakery for a cake, and somewhere in the shop, I had never discovered where, it was one of the few secrets I had not fathomed. He kept a candle which came out on this day every year, was lit, and which I blew out, with as good an impression of happiness as I could muster. Then we ate the cake, with tea, and settled down to quiet digestion and cataloguing. I knew how it was for him. It was easier now that I was grown up than when I was a child. How much harder had birthdays been in the house? Presents hidden overnight in the shed, not from me, but from my mother who could not bear the sight of them. Impossible to invite other children in the house. Impossible, too, to leave her for the treat of a visit to the zoo or the park. My birthday toys were always quiet ones. Cakes were never homemade, and the leftovers had to be divested of their candles and icing before they could be put in the tin for the next day. Happy birthday? Father whispered the words. Happy birthday, hilariously right in my ear. We played silent card games where the winner pulled gleeful faces and the loser grimaced and slumped, and nothing, not a peep, not a splutter, could be heard in the room above our heads. Only because I was so cold could I bear to contemplate these memories. Why couldn't she love me? Why did my life mean less to her than my sister's death? Did she blame me for it? Perhaps she was right to. I was only alive now because my sister had died. Every sight of me was a reminder of her loss. Would it have been easier for her if we had both died?